This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
May 4th, what a day for Star Wars fans, man. You better be tuning in tonight. We'll be tuning in to Lakers-Warriors. Y'all can watch Star Wars, whatever you want. May the 4th be with you. I will be okay if I never hear that sound again. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Shea Cornett, Randy Scott here with you. We'll do Star Wars chatter in a little bit. First, we got to get to our Woj bomb, if you will. Adrian Wojnarowski tweeting this out, breaking news. The Milwaukee Bucks have dismissed Coach Mike Budenholzer. Coach Bud is out after the East's top seed suffered a first-round loss to the Miami Heat. No more Coach Bud in Milwaukee. Now, this isn't necessarily surprising, but at the same time, I think all of us take a step back and is like, wait, do you think it's justified? What do you think, Randy?
I'm not stunned by it.
Right, exactly.
I am, though, looking at a guy who won 58 games in the regular season, won an NBA title 2 seasons ago. They were the NBA champions in the first somewhat normal post-COVID season, right? Mm-hmm. The 2020 into 21 season. It was only a 72-game season, so maybe it's going to have an asterisk on it in terms of, you know, a shortened season or whatever it is. But that felt like a true NBA championship, all due respect to what the Lakers did in the bubble. I'm amazed at the short-term memory that we have both as fan bases, as front offices, and in the media, where we can look at this and say, all right, yeah, I guess you're out. You know, you suffer a first-round loss. You know, you lose on your home court. And it was kind of like some marriages or some parent-child relationships. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed. You know, it's kind of like that. It wasn't that they lost, it's how they lost. They were out-coached. Eric Spoelstra out-coached him in decisive games. But keep in mind as well, and I'm not the president of the Mike Budenholzer fan club, they lost that series and they only had Giannis for 3 games. You know what I mean? Like, he missed the first 2 games of that series. Like, they were going to lose or at least be less competitive in those games. And I also acknowledge that Spoelstra made better decisions down the stretch, that Budenholzer pulled, you know, Brooke Lopez from that final play where Jimmy Butler had the tip in it with 0.2 seconds. Like, there were some questionable head scratching. You have 2 possessions, one in overtime, one at the end of regulation. You don't get a single shot off. Like, you don't take a timeout when you had it. I mean, there were some glaring coaching errors.
Okay, to be fair, Coach Bo has outcoached a lot of people.
Exactly. No shame in that.
I think we're seeing it a little bit with Coach Tibbs too sometimes. Like, I think he's the upper echelon of good coaches in the NBA. So that's one. Two, you're right. Giannis was injured for half of that series. And for all we know, the Heat could win the championship. We have no idea. Like they are doing unthinkable things for being a play-in team this year. I think we've seen that, obviously, with them in the series against the Bucks and now also the series with the Knicks, albeit they've only played 2 games. But, you know, I think that the Heat have an asterisk to it when it comes to play-in teams because typically they don't do what this Heat team is doing. So there's that. You know, maybe his mind was elsewhere. Coach Bud's brother did pass away during that Heat series. There's also that.
Whoa, so I didn't know that.
Yes. So there's there's quite a few factors here that play into this situation. Now, all that to be said about the recency to all of this. This is what we're coming off of, right? But they did pay Giannis a lot of money. Now, again, he was just injured, but they did pay him a lot of money to win championships, not to get bounced in the first round by a play-in team. So there's that. We also were having a similar conversation about, is Mike Budenholzer the guy there in Milwaukee? Can he take Giannis Antetokounmpo to the level he needs to go to? Does he know how to build around him properly? Can he bring in the right guys in free agency? All these different conversations in a smaller market. We were having these conversations the year they won the championship. I remember talking on ESPN Radio about this, like, is he the right fit there in Milwaukee for such a superstar like Giannis? And then they went out and won the championship and we quieted all the noise for only a year or two. This, you said, Randy, we both said it now. Like, I'm not shocked by this news, but I am a little like, it feels a little soon.
It does feel soon. It feels like there are some outsized expectations in a market that is
small.
You know,
small.
It is small. It's not a fishbowl of New York. It doesn't have necessarily the basketball history of the Mecca, right? Like, this is a Knicks move. That's what it feels like. This feels like a move the Knicks would make. Is that the kind of business you want to be in? You want to be a Knicks basketball business? I mean, all due respect to this turnaround season, but like, This is an impulsive move by a franchise that has been above that, that's been better than that. And Mike Budenholzer has been a reason why they've been better than that. You know, so is Giannis. And now, like, my mind's going a bunch of different directions. Again, you know, this news is minutes old, this Woj bomb. And I wonder if Giannis is consulted on this move. It feels like he has to be, right?
He has to be.
You have to go to your franchise cornerstone and say, hey, this is what we're thinking about doing. You tell us to stop if you want us to stop. And then Giannis, what, gives the gladiator thumbs up, thumbs down? Like, what happens?
Well, I would assume that he just said, if you think this is the direction that you need to go, then that's the way we will go. It's Candy and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. Shea Cornett, Randy Scott filling in for the guys. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. And so this is the Woj bomb Randy just mentioned, with the breaking news coming in right now from Adrian Wojnarowski. The Milwaukee Bucks have dismissed coach Mike Budenholzer. He is out, if you remember, after the top seed suffered a first-round loss to the Miami Heat. And so that's what I said, obviously. So not only were they the top seed, obviously, when you are the top seed, Randy, you're also the favorite to win the championship. Giannis Antetokounmpo gets hurt, and now those favorite odds kind of go out the window, and you lose to the Miami Heat. What if? And now everyone relax. This is a big what if, but they're still in it. What if the Heat go out and win the championship? Then how does this look? You have an injured again.
Yeah,
I know,
no,
you're
I,
looking at me like,
I'm
okay,
not,
Shea,
though.
Calm down.
Well, I don't think the Heat will do it, but go on.
I mean, there's only eight teams left in this thing. So, like, what if they make it to the finals? Fine. What if they represent the East in the finals? It's still far-fetched, but I'm just throwing this out there, that you could be the first ever play and see to do it. Then you had an injured Giannis, and yes, they lost to the team that was just in the finals, and you fired the coach. You don't even know, you know what I'm saying? So, like, that it does feel a little soon for me. Because of that reason, you haven't even finished the postseason yet.
Like, what's the threshold? Like, really? Like,
yeah.
You win 58 regular season games. You won 58 games. You're the one seed in the Eastern Conference. You're a victim of your own success that immediately. Like, that's how quickly this revolving door, you know, goes. You won 60 games in your first season in Milwaukee. You have an NBA title sandwiched in between those seasons. You've never lost fewer than 46 games. You know what I mean? Like, you've been in the postseason every year. Like, yeah, you've run into Boston at some bad times, sure. But you have a trophy in the trophy case, and that's three seasons ago. You've won no fewer than 50 games each of those seasons since then, and it's not enough. Who wants this job? You know, I know it's one of 30 jobs available, so there's an exclusivity here. It's a tremendous, you know, club to be in, a tremendous membership, and you have a guy in a franchise, in Giannis, who's a franchise cornerstone. But you know what the bar is to keeping your job, and it's not 58 wins. It's more than that. That's a
right.
lot.
That's a lot to ask. It's a lot to ask. You threw out Nick Nurse, so is that the only, I mean, and that's the, first of all, I think the NBA recycles coaches more than any other league. Any other league.
Recycles, yes.
Oh!
Oh, yeah.
Tremendously. Like, look down the – I mean, Ty Lue has been at 100 different places. Like, I mean, really, like, Doc Rivers, like, you could go on down the list of some of the – and they're great coaches, and they deserve second chances, but I think the NBA – okay, so who's now going to take this job? Who's the guy that – is it Nick Nurse? Is that the only option you have?
I mean, that's an upgrade. That is the – to me, on the active market, short of I'm pulling Mike Krzyzewski out of retirement. Nick Nurse is the only upgrade out there. In terms of this game of musical chairs that the NBA plays with its, you know, list, seemingly, to your point, of approved, recycled NBA coaches, because it is the ultimate catch-22. We want somebody with experience. How do you get that experience? But that's not my problem. We want an experienced coach. That is who is going to get this job, and Nick Nurse would be a tremendous fit. But it is going to be a test of, I want to spend more time with my family, which was part of the reason for the mutual parting of ways with Toronto.
Will be interesting to see. So again, the Milwaukee Bucks have dismissed coach Mike Budenholzer. That is coming from our Adrian Wojnarowski. He is out. As we know, the Milwaukee Bucks lost to the play-in team, which was the Miami Heat in the first round. We had an injured Giannis Antetokounmpo, all of those things. But here is Woj. We have him now, our ESPN NBA insider. If you don't know who Woj is and you're listening to ESPN Radio, I'm not, you know, we got to listen a little closer. But anyways, here he is on the firing of Mike Budenholzer. Take a listen.
Mike Budenholzer out in Milwaukee after five seasons as head coach and a championship. But this season, a first-round loss to the Miami Heat with Milwaukee as the number one seed in the West. You know, this is a coach who won nearly 70% of his games with the Bucks, but I think this is an organization now ready to hit the reset button. They are in the middle of a championship window with Giannis Antetokounmpo. Certainly at the center of all that, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton, potential free agents this offseason. This will be a really attractive job in the marketplace. I'm told that the Bucks are going to take their time as they search for their next head coach. But Mike Budenholzer out after five seasons in Milwaukee and that surprising first-round exit to the eighth-seeded Heat.
Okay, so there are the details from Adrian Wojnarowski about Mike Budenholzer no longer being the head coach of the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, here's something interesting from Brian Windhorst, and this is from days ago, from April 27th. So that would have been a week ago? Is that a week ago, April 27th? I believe so.
Yeah, it was.
So a week ago from Windy, who's our NBA insider here. He was on NBA Today, and he essentially was talking about Giannis's future. Now, Randy, you were mentioning, like, this obviously has to be presented to Giannis in some sort of way. Like, what are we going to do with our head coach? We're thinking of dismissing Mike Budenholzer, and how does that go? Well, here's what Windy thinks is going to happen for Giannis and the future with the Bucks. Here it is.
Well, they were facing a very difficult situation this summer, even if they had won the title. They have guys in their 30s who need to get paid, and they have Giannis, who's in his 20s, who has a contract extension situation. I think it is unlikely that Giannis extends his contract this summer. He does have 2 years left, but with everything that's going on with the team and considering that there is new ownership, that makes it very difficult. The Bucks are headed into the repeater tax. This is what happens to teams that are contenders year over year, and they spend. So everything on this team is about to get more expensive. Plus, we have new rules coming in that is going to limit the way they can improve this roster going forward. They are a late-stage contender with a superstar in his 20s. There are teams in this league watching very closely to see what happens with the Bucks this summer, notwithstanding a decision potentially on Mike Budenholzer.
Okay, so there we go. Windy, always a two steps ahead of us. Giving us that. So he's got 2 years on his contract does Giannis. And that's another part of this. Like, yes, he was injured in the first round of the series. We talked about maybe the other things going on with Coach Bud and whatnot. And then obviously playing a play-in team and losing to them when you're the favorite to win the title is an issue. However, he does still have 2 years on his contract. Giannis is still in his prime. So they maybe the grass is greener. They can go find a Nick Nurse, another coach that can help them win immediately right now, because your window's closing, quite frankly, especially if Giannis isn't going to extend his contract and he only's got two more seasons.
Yeah. No, I don't know that this move is going to get done. Like, who can they bring in that's going to be impactful enough for Giannis to say, oh, yeah, you haven't coached me a single minute of NBA action, but I'm going to go ahead and extend my contract for you. Like, this move is impactful enough for me. It's the devil, you know, the devil that you know versus the devil that you don't. I don't understand how making this move now, you know, creating more uncertainty. I don't see how that entices Giannis to want to stick around and extend his contract almost sight unseen. I mean, right now, the Milwaukee Bucks.
Did you just use a line from Love is Blind?
No, I haven't seen Love is Blind. That's my,
sight
there you
unseen.
Go. That is one of my pop culture blind spots. I haven't seen Love is Blind.
Sight unseen.
You derailed me on that.
Sorry.
No, it was very good.
What you were saying, let me just reiterate for you, is that what could possibly convince Giannis to extend his contract to stay longer than 2 years in Milwaukee? Is there someone you're going to bring in who he's never been coached by that will make him change his mind to stay a Milwaukee Buck?
Like Nick Nurse had a butting of heads with a couple of stars on his Raptors team. There was a locker room issue there, and Nick Nurse was a part of it. That's part of the reason he's out. Now, is there something like that with Mike Budenholzer and Giannis? I think we would have known about it by now, so my guess is no. But barring there being that level of conflict there, I don't see how creating uncertainty makes you a more enticing option to an all-everything superstar that you are at risk of losing this postseason.
Yeah. And you just keep going back. Like, they won a chip 2 years ago, not five, not even three.
Not five.
I mean, three.
Not
even,
six.
Not six. Like, 2 years ago?
Yes.
And you had an injured superstar in the first round of the playoffs this year?
Yes. Yes.
That's a tough pill to swallow.
I know. I'd forgotten that it was a new ownership group. I know we'd seen.
I had too. So Whitney just reminded me of that. I had too. So they're we will have no wasted years of Giannis's prime. That's the message. That is what you're saying. We will have no wasted years. I don't care what you do in the regular season, as long as you get to the postseason and you win more than one series, we will not waste Giannis's prime. That's not why we built this new arena, and that is not what's going to happen here in Milwaukee.
And he won those 58 games where Chris Middleton was in and out of the lineup like you wouldn't believe. Like, he was Grandpa Simpson in that gif on Twitter where he's in the lineup one night and he's right back out the door. You know what I mean? Like, they were so rarely full Voltron in their regular season, and he still won 58 games.
Wisconsin sports, man. No Aaron Rodgers. Yeah. They got no head coach for the Bucks. What's going on there?
Interesting.
What's going on there in Wisconsin? A lot of changes that are happening. Again, we're talking about the news from Adrian Wojnarowski recently breaking this. The Bucks have dismissed Coach Mike Budenholzer. He is out, obviously, after the Milwaukee Bucks lost their first-round series against the play-in team, which was the Miami Heat. Randy, Scott, Shea Cornett here with you and Candy and Carlin on ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, and obviously we added all the things up. The fact that they just won a chip 2 years ago, the fact that Giannis was hurt in the first-round playoff series, the fact that the Heat are still playing in these playoffs. We don't know how far they're going to go, which obviously does make you think twice about how good how good that team was in their ability to beat you. And then also the very unfortunate thing, which I have, sometimes it's hard to like mix business with what's going on in your personal life, but Coach Bud did lose his brother also during that first round against the Miami Heat,
yeah.
Which obviously, is awful and horrible, and I'm sure his mind was in other places, as it should be. So all those things factoring in, it is kind of hard to justify the fact that now he no longer has a job with the Bucks. However, Randy, and I'm repeating what you and I just said, but this news not necessarily surprising, considering before they had won the championship just 2 years ago, we were talking about if Mike Budenholzer was the right guy for Milwaukee.
Yeah, it's, you have a guy in Giannis who is, I don't know, short list. I mean, depending on your own standards, he's top two, top one, top three in the league. Like elite, elite.
I love Giannis too. Yeah. I think he's a great person, role model, all the things.
He's going to use that motivation. I mean, they're only the third team in NBA history to have the best record in their respective conference and win two or fewer playoff games. Like, it was a failure. It was. But Giannis was hurt for those first two games of that series. You know what I mean? Like, Giannis was all worldly during the regular season, and he had to be because they didn't have Chris Middleton. Like, there were so many things that we've seen from this Bucks team that made you think the window was so wide open.
Yeah.
And you've decided to just change the horses midstream. I know I'm combining analogies, but that's how increasingly bizarre this feels. It just does.
It does.
We got windows and streams and everything. It's,
all the things. And we're in the middle of the NBA playoffs. We actually have a game tonight, speaking of being in the middle. Lakers, Warriors tonight, game two. We'll talk about that. And as we mentioned, as we've just been talking about, Coach Bud is out in Milwaukee. What happens with the Bucks? Where do they go from here? What does this mean for the East? All these things. We'll talk about more on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio.
This is the Canty and Carlin Podcast.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I didn't know if I could interrupt that. Am I allowed to interrupt?
It felt
like
holy.
I was in church. Yeah. I'm like, what is happening? Candy and Carlin on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80, Shea Cornett, and Randy Scott filling in for the guys here. And we are presented by Progressive Insurance. This music, if you don't know what it is, like I don't, and Randy does. It's May the 4th be with you today. A big day for those Star Wars fans out there. We were asking earlier. I can't. We were asking earlier, what is your biggest blind spot in terms of pop culture? Like, this does feel like a little bit of a blind spot to both Randy and I. We don't watch Star Wars. Do you have one? You can give us a call, 888-CESPN. It's 888-379-3776. Greg Anthony is with us, though, Turner Sports NBA analyst, and there's a lot to talk about. Obviously, we've got Game 2 of Lakers and Warriors later on tonight on the May the 4th Be With You Day, but also the bigger news that we just found out about in the last 30 minutes or so is the fact that the Bucks have fired their coach, Mike Budenholzer, after a first-round exit to the Miami Heat. And so, Greg Anthony, thank you so much for being with us here on Canty and Carlin. Let's start with that news. What is your reaction to the Bucks firing Coach Bud?
Not surprised. You know, Coach Budenholzer is a good coach. There's no doubt about that. But he's made some errors in situations, and people have questioned a lot of his strategies and, you know, the fact that he was missing that timeout at the end of the game. Like, those things really stick out. But more importantly, when you've got arguably the best player in the world and you do have a good team, you've got the best record in the league, and you're out in five games in the first round to a team that struggled to get in, it's hard to overcome that. And then you got to remember, in the bubble, they had a similar situation when they got beat. I think Giannis was MVP that year. They got knocked out by Miami again. Now, granted, I'm not saying Miami isn't a good team, but when you've got a guy the status of Giannis and you're proving that your team is one of the very best teams year in and year out, and you're getting beaten five in the first round, that's coaching, you know, and you're going to have to make changes to try and figure out a way to maximize what Giannis is, because you also have to remember they're trying to sign him to an extension that I think he's eligible for this year. And I think if things had stayed status quo, he probably wouldn't sign it. So I just don't think they could be in a situation where they're going to risk losing Giannis. They're going to go in a different direction.
Greg, going back to your own playing days, and I'm thinking specifically of that, you know, potential title team that you guys had in the mid-90s in New York, and I'm trying to apply, you know, this window of a championship opportunity, right? Like, you lived that, you had that in New York, and the pressure that comes with trying to maximize that. Now, Milwaukee already got their ring. Obviously, they feel like their ceiling is higher than a first-round exit. What I mean? I'm just wondering how you reconcile having all that talent, having all that expectation, and 58 regular season wins not being enough.
Yeah, and that's it. You can't reconcile it. You know, and again, it's not that this situation is also unique in that you got to have put it in perspective, right? Mm-hmm. If you were coaching LeBron James when he goes to the Miami Heat and they get knocked out in the first round, after dominating the regular season, and you've got the best player in the world, you know, and most would say that Giannis is the best player, right? Is he flawed? Are there areas he can get better? Yes. But most would give him. He's won two MVPs. And you've got a really good team. And your team has shown you they're good enough to win a championship. And then also with how you lost, a lot of it is really put on the schemes that are in place, the decisions that the coaching staff is making, the blunders that occur down the stretch in critical moments. You have to move on, because if you don't, you're doing your product, your team, your best player, you're doing them a disservice. You're kind of handicapping. And so they had to make this move. And listen, those great teams that I played on, those Knicks teams, we had a great player, but we didn't have the best player in the world. right? And we were still in a position, like, we didn't win it, but that's my point. Like, we weren't getting knocked out in the first round, you know, and we didn't have the best player.
Yeah.
And that's what I think that's the issue, you know, like, Giannis has proven he's good enough to be the best player on the team that can win it. Now you got to make sure you've got everything else in place to maximize that. You can't, you know, that team's too good to get knocked out in the first round. I'm sorry. There's no scenario for that.
So I just want to play devil's advocate for a minute. And by the way, we're talking to Greg Anthony, Turner Sports NBA analyst here on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Shea Cornett, Randy Scott filling in for the guys. Before we move on to the game tonight, Lakers Warriors, I just want to, just because you're saying this, but I'm just going to hammer it home. So you think this move by the Bucks is 100% justified, even though Giannis was hurt in the first round, even though the Bucks just won a chip 2 years ago, like, even though those things happen and that the Heat are still playing and playing really well against these Knicks, you still think this was the right move for the Bucks to make right now?
I do. And I say that with a lot of sympathy for what Coach Bud's going through. You know, he did lose his brother in the midst of that first-round series. So I, from a personal standpoint, I think it sucks and the timing is poor. But from a big macro perspective, from a big-picture situation, when you talk about Giannis, you have to. Because I just think – I find it really hard – to believe that Giannis would think that we don't need to make changes. And so you have to ask yourself, like, as an organization, you've got to show him that you're trying to win. And if you feel like you have areas you need to improve, you got to be willing to go out and make those changes. Listen, I think the issue is, even though they've won a championship and you're not expected to win it every year, you got to actually, like, as an example, look at the Celtics. The Celtics, have they been knocked out in the first round in this run?
When they're one
of the better teams?
No.
Have the Warriors been knocked out? Like, when you're one of the best teams and you've got the best player, you can't have multiple years of getting knocked out that early, because you have the fear of losing that guy. So to your point, and it's a valid one, and listen, this is not that he isn't a good coach, but I think they're looking to find the next great young coach. What happens if you bring Bud back, just hypothetically, you offer that extension to Giannis and he doesn't sign it?
Yeah.
What do you do then?
Right, right. And you're too far into your offseason, yeah.
Yeah, and so I just think a part of this, whether you agree with it or not, like, from their standpoint, it's I think it is the right choice. Because, again, it wasn't that they just lost. It's how they lost. You know, Coach Bud made some significant coaching errors that the consensus is that was horrible. Like, those are basketball one-on-one plays, some of them. Not calling a timeout with 0.5 seconds to go at the end of the game. Like, that never happens. Like, that. If you think about it, like, those are plays that just doesn't happen. And not that the Heat players are trying to throw them under the bus, but there's audio out there of some of their players. Like, man, we were shocked. We didn't know what was going on. Like, they were shocked.
Yeah.
You know, like, those are plays that you just – what happens on teams is that you lose the trust of your players when you make critical mistakes like that. Like, as a player and a competitor, when I play for the great Pat Riley, when you come to the sideline after with a timeout, late game situation, you would be so confident because he's so prepared. You know, he would come in and tell you, this is what they're going to do. This is how we're going to stop it. And he would lay it all out. It'd already be written up on a card. Now, you know, you do it different ways, but so what that does, though, is that as a player, man, that gives you tremendous confidence and belief in what you're doing. And when you believe in something, I mean, you give your all, you're confident, you execute better. Anytime you start putting doubt in your players' minds, it's hard for them to buy in that what you're giving them is going to work. And I'm just saying, that has a profound impact on teams.
So, Greg, we only have about 30, 45 seconds here, but what's the one thing as we shift back to the Lakers-Warriors series here, one thing that you are watching for in tonight's game two?
For me, I think Anthony Davis. I think that's the one guy I'm looking at. I expect Steph to play well. I think the Warriors, they're champions, man. They're going to – every time their back is against the wall, they're going to show up. And I think ultimately he's the one guy that if he plays great, it's going to be hard to beat the Lakers. And so he's going to be the key. And everybody's talked about his inconsistency, the up games, down games. Well, he has coming off a great game. If he can he back that up with another great game? That's the one thing I'll be looking at tonight.
Yeah, all of us, I think. Greg Anthony, thank you so much for the time and the insight. We really, really appreciate this, especially on the heels of some breaking news out of Milwaukee. Enjoy the game tonight.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you later. It's Greg Anthony, Turner Sports NBA analyst, joining us here on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. And guess what? The NBA playoffs are on ESPN Radio. Tune in tonight as the Warriors host those Lakers. Presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on most ESPN radio stations and on Sirius XM Channel 80. Shea Cornett, Randy Scott filling in for the guys here coming up. Randy's going to give you the play of the night. Can we say pocketbook still? It feels so England and old of us. Get your wallets ready. Get your wallets ready. Play of the night coming your way. ESPN Radio.
This is the Canty and Carlin podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Time to earn some cash.
The taste of money, the smell of wealth.
It's Carlin's best play of the night.
The taste of money.
It's Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can tweet us at Randy Scott ESPN, at Shea Pepler for Shea Cornett. And appreciate everybody who joined in on the conversation today on the CC call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 for your pop culture blind spot on this May the 4th with a couple of hosts who haven't seen Star Wars all the way through. It's time for the play of the night. We're going to make you some money. I got a five-leg parlay, and you're like, isn't parlay, isn't that French for sucker bet? Here's the thing. No, it's not. Okay? Sometimes you can take the house down. All right, and we're going to bring the house down tonight. These odds are all courtesy of Caesars Sportsbook. So you go with a multi-leg parlay. Golden State, let's adjust the line. Right now it's 7. Cut that in half. Cut that in half. They got a 3-point lead late, hit a couple free throws. They win by 4. They win by 5. It's going to be snug. It's going to be tight. But Golden State's going to win on their home floor because they're desperate and they have to. LeBron's going to kind of take the night off. So is Anthony Davis. All right, so we're going to parlay the alt line with Anthony Davis under 26.5. That's his total point prop for tonight. We're going to go under because he is a human EKG machine. Follows up a 30-point night with something in the teens. Maybe he gets to 20. That's fine. He can score 26. We're still cashing. All right. Steph's going to go off. Steph's going to go for 32 or more. We got an over of 31.5 on his personal line. Thought about parlaying that with made threes. I don't know. He's done a lot of damage in the paint in this postseason. So we're going over on Steph. We're going over on Kevon Looney's rebounding
boards,
prop.
Yeah.
Over, yeah, 13.5. He might get to 20. He's been doing that on a regular basis. So that's 13.5. And then Jordan Poole, they're going to feed him, build some confidence. Over 1.5 made threes.
Overs.
If he makes two or more threes, then that's – but these are all correlates. You know, correlatory. That's not a word, but we just made it up. They all correlate, man. So five legs, it's plus 1,200. You bet 20, you win 260. Let's go.
Help you again. Yes.
There
parlays,
we go.
Parlays make me a little nervous.
Oh,
a lot of things got to happen.
That's
for
true.
You to be a smart man.
It's very true.
But I have faith in you. Going overs all the way. Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $700 on average.
Sometimes it's the worst. Sometimes it's the best. Either way, we'll get you straight with everything you need to know. This is 3 and Out.
It's 3 and Out on Canty and Carlin on ESPN Radio. Start with the first 3 and Out here. Alabama coach, baseball coach Brad Bohannon has been fired after linked to suspicious bets. We've been talking about this the last few days on SportsCenter, Randy, and now he indeed has been fired. So he was fired today after a widespread investigation into suspicious betting activity happened on the Crimson Tide on their game specifically against LSU 6 days ago. There were red flags raised when very large bets came in on actually LSU, not on Alabama, but they now have been linked to Brad Bohannon, and so he is out as the baseball coach for Alabama. This is a very odd story that has a lot of details to it, but moral of the story is here, you can't bet on the team you're coaching. That's not how that works.
Alabama athletics has had a rough couple of months, right? I mean, they had a football player who was arrested for gun and marijuana. They had the basketball situation, Darius Miles. Had a basketball transfer arrested, or basketball commit, rather, and they have this Brad Bohannon situation. They have their deputy AD was arrested for domestic violence. Like, it's been a rough few months for the Tide here, making all the news for all the wrong reasons. But the betting against your team, like, how do you walk into that clubhouse? Like, this move had to be done. It's starting the integrity of the game's at stake.
Exactly. It's all a mess. Okay. Next 3 and Out. Here we go. The Bucks have fired head coach Mike Budenholzer after an early exit in the NBA postseason. The Bucks were the betting favorite to win the chip, and they got bounced in the first round by a play-in team in the Miami Heat. So the Bucks no longer have Coach Bud as their head coach. What does this mean going forward? We will find out. But now we know that the Bucks will not have a head coach in Mike Budenholzer. Maybe it's Nick Nurse. That remains to be seen.
All right, Courtney. Courtney, wow. Sorry. Shay, wow. Okay. A lot of stuff going on here today.
Okay.
All right, so for the last, I'm hopping in here for the last of the 3 and Out today. So can I get a promise from one of the two of you that you're going to dive in to Star Wars up here on Disney Plus? Come up here in the next couple days?
Should have known why the 3rd Out wasn't up there.
I'll do it. I'll volunteer. I'll do it. I think my kids could get into it, and I think they'd be a good, like, entree for me. It'd be something that we could all do together, my kids and I. So, yeah, I'll volunteer. We'll get at least 2 of the movies done this summer. That's
perfect.
A promise.
That gets me off the hook. Thank
Bang.
You, Randy.
No
and
problem.
Scene. That's all you needed for me today.
Now, hold on, though. Where should I start, though? Star Wars heads. Like, where do you start?
Episode 4. You got to start it. You got to watch it in chronological order.
I thought it was a movie. Released.
No, okay, so Mark's shaking his head, though.
You got to start from episode 1. Just
no,
go in the order.
Don't
just
start
go in
from the order. 4. Like, episode 1, you have
know.
A greater appreciation for 1 if you watch the original 3, then you go back and watch the prequel.
Oh, I'm
man.
Confused.
I need
I'm,
you guys to be
thought,
on the same page. We'll talk
I'm
about
confused.
It tomorrow.
All right, Randy and Shay filling in for Canty and Carlin. It's been fun. Joe and Amber's next.
Thanks for listening to the Canty and Carlin podcast. You can listen to the show live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Plus, you can listen on the ESPN app. Canty and Carlin, the podcast.